Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name's Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. Now today is our Thursday episode where we go into our Instagram DMs, find your questions, and we read them out and give you guys our advice. So this one's from Elle. Hey Kat and Tisha, my best friend Jake and I have been friends since year 9. We are now both 19. Before you ask, there has never been anything between us, just mates. About 4 months ago, Jake got a girlfriend, Jess. I really like Jess, but I think I got off the wrong foot with her. The first few times we hung out, I acted how I normally would around Jake, which included a few hugs and a bit of play fighting. Since then, Jess has been pretty cold to me, and I see Jake way less. I spoke to one of my girlfriends about this, and she thinks I might have acted a bit inappropriately and not respected Jake and Jess's relationship boundaries. I definitely see that now and I want to make it right. Any advice for fixing this with Jess and Jake? I don't want to lose my friendship with Jake.
Oh, this is a tricky one. Because...
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I would honestly just wait till they break up. But I mean, that's just me because that... I feel like if I was Jess, I would be quite jealous and be like, girl, why are you doing this with my man? Why are you play fighting with him? Ew, get away like that. Why are you flirting with my boyfriend? Yeah. That's the vibes that I would be getting or I would be feeling. And I don't know. Personally, young relationships, they don't tend to last that long anyway. So maybe just wait it out. But if you really want to kind of, I guess, make things work, then it's all about having a conversation, but not just with Jake, with Jess.
Yeah.
And like telling her, hey, I just wanted to say, I feel like I may have crossed the line. I shouldn't have been play fighting and, you know, doing that while knowing you guys are in a relationship. It's a little inappropriate and I just wanted to say sorry and I want you to know Jake is just a friend. Like I do not see him as anything else and I understand if you don't want me to, you know, associate with you guys anymore, but I just needed you to know that what I did was inappropriate and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then you kind of leave the ball in her court because, yeah, you know, you were – technically the one who kind of crossed the line, so you can't really do anything other than apologize. What do you think?
No, I think the same. It's just like such an icky situation to be in. Like I feel like anxious.
Yeah.
But you definitely have to work it out with her. Like girls are tricky like that. You know, if that happened to me, I wouldn't, and it has happened to me, I'd be like, get the out of my face, to be honest. Like, and I know it's not from a place of like ill intent, but that's just if you were in a relationship and a girl was doing that with your man,
Especially,
you would feel sick too.
Especially if it's a new relationship. Like they've just started dating. Yeah. It's 4 months old.
And so there are. You guys have been friends for so long. She would definitely be very jealous. So, yeah, I think you would really just have to apologize to her. And that's the reality of young relationships. Like she will probably be like, I don't want you to see him ever again.
Yeah.
And you just wait for them to break up.
Yeah. And then he'll come back. Obviously doing the right thing by his girlfriend, right? Because the girlfriend feels insecure. And so he's just kind of distancing himself from you. I'm sure it doesn't mean that he hates you. Yeah. It's just out of respect for Jess. He's just trying to stay away.
Alrighty, guys. Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you ever have anything you guys want us to answer on the podcast, make sure you send us a message on Instagram at basicallybestiespod and we might answer it. And we'll talk to you next time. Okay,
bye.
Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, situated on Gadigal land, and hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.